Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a significant political and economic event, Argentina's recent midterm elections and the triumph of Javier Milei's party.
That's right. It was a resounding victory, not just in terms of legislative seats but also provincial governorships. This really strengthens President Milei's hand and gives him a crucial new chance to implement his ambitious agenda.
Absolutely. Before this election, Milei's presidency was marked by a period of intense adjustment. His radical measures were met with a mix of hope and apprehension across the country.
It's true. Argentina has a long history of economic instability, so his approach was always going to be divisive. This win, however, signals that a significant portion of the electorate is willing to give his unconventional path a serious try.
Imagine a map of Argentina lighting up with Milei's party colors, expanding their influence. It really underscores the momentum behind this moment. But as you said, the real story is what happens next.
Exactly. So, let's start by exploring the core of Milei's vision. What exactly is this libertarian philosophy he champions?
At its heart, Milei's project is built on libertarian principles, championing individual liberty, free markets, and significantly reducing the state's role in the economy. His overarching goal is to overhaul Argentina.
And this overhaul involves some pretty drastic measures, doesn't it? I understand fiscal austerity and deficit reduction are top priorities.
Precisely. He aims to slash government spending, shrink the public sector, and get the nation's finances in order. Alongside that, he's a big proponent of deregulation to remove business hurdles and privatizing state-owned enterprises, which he sees as inefficient.
And of course, the elephant in the room for Argentina, inflation. He's relentlessly focused on tackling that, isn't he?
Absolutely. Inflation has plagued Argentina for generations, eroding purchasing power. Milei's ultimate ambition is to break what he calls the cycle of debt, default, and crisis that keeps Argentina trapped in instability.
His approach is often described as shock therapy. What does that entail in practice?
It means implementing rapid, drastic economic changes rather than gradual ones. The idea is that a swift, decisive break from past policies is needed to overcome resistance, signal commitment, and restore investor confidence.
We've already seen some of this in action, like the sharp currency devaluation shortly after he took office, and numerous spending cuts across ministries.
Yes, and attempts to reform or privatize large state entities, though often contentious. It really makes you wonder what libertarianism looks like on the ground in a country like Argentina, with its unique history and deep-seated challenges.
It's a bold strategy, and it's certainly not without its obstacles, both domestically and internationally. Speaking of international aspects, let's talk about that lifeline from the US.
That's a crucial element. This lifeline signifies a significant shift in Argentina's international relations, potentially offering financial and political support.
On the financial side, this could mean loans, investments, or favorable trade deals, providing much-needed capital to support his austerity measures. That's huge for his reform efforts.
And politically, U.S. backing lends legitimacy and international credibility. It could ease his path in global financial institutions and other negotiations. It might even provide the fiscal space to make those tough austerity measures more palatable domestically.
But, as you hinted, such support often comes with strings attached, doesn't it? The U.S. will likely have its own policy conditions or geopolitical interests that Milei will need to navigate.
That's a very important point. U.S. support for a libertarian leader in Argentina is also a notable geopolitical shift. It signals a willingness to engage with and bolster a government that explicitly rejects traditional statist approaches.
This contrasts with some historical patterns in U.S.-Latin American relations, which have been more complex. We've seen periods of close alliance and significant tension throughout history.
Indeed. This new dynamic, with the U.S. offering support to a radical free market president, fits into broader global shifts, but it's certainly a departure. The key question is whether this support is unconditional.
And will it shape Milei's policy choices in ways that might diverge from his initial libertarian vision? While external support is a boost, the most significant hurdles are likely still within Argentina's borders.
Absolutely. Domestically, Milei faces formidable opposition. His radical agenda has stirred significant pushback from powerful, established interests.
We're talking about labor unions, who are understandably concerned about job losses and weakened worker protections due to deregulation and privatization.
And traditional political parties, many of whom have benefited from or perpetuated the status quo, see Milei's policies as a direct threat to their influence and power base.
Plus, social movements are mobilizing, worried about the impact of austerity on vulnerable populations and the potential dismantling of social safety nets. It's a lot of organized resistance.
And the socioeconomic consequences are already being felt. The currency devaluation, while intended to boost exports, leads to higher prices for imported goods and fuels inflation.
And the spending cuts can directly impact essential public services like healthcare and education. These measures, aimed at long-term fiscal health, can impose immediate hardship.
This potential for hardship naturally raises the specter of social unrest and political instability. As the reforms bite, public patience could wear thin.
Even with electoral gains, implementing sweeping reforms in a potentially fragmented legislature is a challenge. He's unlikely to have an absolute majority, meaning constant negotiation.
And let's not forget the deeply ingrained economic issues he's trying to solve: chronic, runaway inflation, a crippling national debt leading to repeated defaults, and those historical boom and bust cycles.
It's a daunting task. You can almost picture the scenes: Argentines struggling with rising prices, protests against austerity measures. It really highlights the immense difficulties ahead.
So, the critical question is, can Milei truly break Argentina's notorious cycle of debt, default, and crisis?
To assess his chances, we need to watch key indicators very closely. What are those indicators?
The trajectory of inflation is paramount. We also need to monitor the government's ability to manage its debt obligations without further defaults, the growth rate of the economy, and the stability of the peso.
Comparing his approach to previous presidents who attempted drastic economic reforms is also instructive. Many have tried, but sustained success has been rare.
Exactly. We need to look at the failures of past attempts, often due to insufficient political will, social resistance, or external shocks, but also learn from any limited successes, like periods of controlled inflation.
And the role of public opinion is huge. His initial mandate came from a desire for change, but as austerity bites, public patience will be tested. Can he deliver tangible improvements before support erodes?
We also have to consider potential unintended consequences. Radical deregulation, if not managed, could lead to environmental damage or exploitation. Aggressive privatization might create monopolies or reduce access to essential services.
So, is this a genuine turning point for Argentina, or just another chapter in its long economic saga? It really prompts us to look at historical parallels.
That's a great question. What can we learn from other countries that underwent similar radical economic reforms? Did they succeed, and at what cost? The path forward is undeniably uncertain, but the stakes couldn't be higher for Argentina.
This brings us to the practicalities, navigating the labyrinth of implementation challenges. This electoral success is a critical juncture, not an endpoint.
Milei's libertarian ideology needs to be translated into concrete policies that can navigate a deeply entrenched system. It's like a doctor prescribing a radical treatment for a frail patient with existing conditions.
Let's delve deeper into those specific challenges of his shock therapy. Take fiscal austerity. Slashing government spending isn't simple. It involves navigating complex public sector unions and confronting powerful interest groups.
And privatization of state-owned enterprises. These are often massive entities with deep political connections. The process of selling them off transparently and effectively is a monumental undertaking.
And then there's the fight against inflation. It's not just an economic statistic, it's a deeply ingrained societal phenomenon in Argentina. Breaking this psychological barrier requires more than just monetary policy.
Restoring faith in the currency requires a profound shift in public perception, a belief that the value of money will hold steady. That's a huge psychological hurdle.
Let's revisit that lifeline from the U.S. Historically, U.S. engagement in Latin America has been complex, driven by economic interests, security, and ideology. Milei's libertarianism is a different proposition for Washington.
It aligns with a certain American political thought, but it's a departure from more traditional, sometimes interventionist, U.S. foreign policy in the region. The potential benefits are clear: capital, diplomatic endorsement.
Imagine the U.S. providing a substantial loan package, perhaps through the IMF. This could help cushion the blow of austerity, provide social assistance, and stabilize the currency.
But as we've said, this support rarely comes without conditions. The U.S. has its own geopolitical interests, and Milei might face pressure to align Argentina's foreign policy or open up specific economic sectors.
Navigating those expectations will be a delicate balancing act. He might have to compromise on certain aspects of his vision to maintain that crucial international backing.
Now, let's look at domestic opposition more granularly. Labor unions in Argentina are powerful entities with a long history. Their resistance to privatization and deregulation is rooted in genuine fears.
For many working-class Argentines, the state has historically been a provider of employment and social services. Milei's agenda threatens to dismantle these protections.
And the traditional political parties, Peronism, the conservative opposition, have built extensive networks and patronage systems. Milei's promise of a state cleanup directly challenges their influence.
They have the capacity to mobilize their supporters, use legislative procedures, and leverage the media. This is a fight for their own survival and influence.
The social movements are also critical. Argentina has a vibrant civil society focused on human rights, the environment, and social justice. Many are deeply concerned about the social costs of austerity.
They worry about increased poverty, reduced access to education and healthcare, and greater inequality. Their advocacy can exert significant pressure.
To illustrate the tangible impact of austerity, consider the peso devaluation. It immediately makes imported goods, even staples, more expensive. Families face difficult choices about cutting back on essentials.
And spending cuts in government ministries can mean longer waits for public services, neglected infrastructure, or scaled back social programs. These are lived realities.
This is where the risk of social unrest becomes acute. If the pain of reforms is felt deeply without visible improvement, public patience can evaporate. We've seen significant social upheaval in Argentina's past.
Milei's electoral victory doesn't grant him immunity from these historical patterns. And the legislative challenge, even with more seats, is complex.
Argentina's Congress is often fragmented, requiring coalition building. Milei's party likely won't have a majority, meaning constant negotiation with potentially opposed parties.
Imagine the scene: Milei's team pushing for cuts, while opposition blocs introduce amendments and delay votes. Every piece of legislation becomes a battleground.
Now, let's address those deep-seated economic issues. Argentina's inflation isn't new, it's chronic, with decades of double or triple-digit rates. This creates pervasive economic insecurity.
And the national debt is a persistent problem, leading to repeated defaults that damage creditworthiness and deter investment. Then there are the boom and bust cycles, creating instability.
Think of a graph showing Argentina's inflation over 50 years, it's a roller coaster. This represents the lived experience of millions seeing their purchasing power diminish.
Or footage of chaotic scenes at currency exchange bureaus, people trying to protect their savings. These are stark reminders of the challenges Milei faces.
So, how can Milei succeed where so many have failed? His supporters argue his unwavering ideological commitment and shock therapy are the key differences.
They believe gradual reforms were too timid. Milei's approach is seen as a necessary, albeit painful, surgical intervention to fix the economy.
His supporters might point to examples elsewhere of countries undergoing drastic reforms that eventually stabilized. But history also offers cautionary tales about the social costs.
Think of the post-Soviet transition economies. Radical reforms led to social dislocation and inequality. Success often depends on leadership, public receptiveness, and external conditions.
The critical question remains, can he break that cycle of debt, default, and crisis? He needs to achieve sustainable fiscal discipline, control inflation, and foster economic growth.
Monitoring those key indicators, inflation, debt management, economic growth, peso stability, will be vital. Each is a barometer of confidence and progress.
Comparing him to past presidents is essential. We've seen austerity measures that brought short-term gains but had long-term social costs, or attempts to manage inflation with limited success.
The strength of labor unions, public patience, and the external economic environment all played significant roles in past reform outcomes, and they will again.
Sustainability of public support is arguably the most crucial variable. Milei won on a platform of radical change, but as economic pain deepens, patience will be tested.
If living standards decline without visible improvement, the risk of a backlash increases. The government needs to communicate effectively and show tangible progress.
And we must consider unintended consequences. Radical deregulation without proper frameworks could lead to environmental damage or worker exploitation.
Or privatization of essential services could lead to price gouging and reduced access for lower-income communities. These are real risks that need careful management.
So, is this a genuine turning point for Argentina, or another chapter in its economic saga? The answer depends on Milei's ability to navigate domestic opposition, international expectations, and systemic challenges.
And what can we learn from other countries that have undergone similar radical economic transformations? Chile in the 70s and 80s, the Eastern European transitions, each offers valuable insights.
Each case study reveals prerequisites for success, potential pitfalls, and long-term consequences. The story of Milei's presidency is still being written.
The electoral victory gave him a mandate and urgency, but the real test is in the difficult work of governance and reform. Will he usher in a new era, or will the project falter?
One thing is certain, the stakes for the Argentine people, their economic future and social well-being, couldn't be higher. The world is watching to see if this new chance leads to lasting transformation.
This has been a deep dive into Argentina's current political and economic situation. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.
My pleasure. And for our listeners, we've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the summary table with its key factors, strengths and insights, and challenges and opportunities. Join us next time on Bagu Media, Finance.